It's a beautiful ma'isa brought down in the Sefer Arches Rabbeinu. The Reb Chaim Kanievsky said over B'Shem's father, the Stipler, that when the Agudas Yisrael movement was first started in Europe, so people had questions: what is the movement about? Should they join it? Should they not join it? And there was one person who was a subic one to do what to do, and he sent letters to different gedolim to ask him their opinion of this new movement, the Aguda. So one of the gedolim he sent a letter to was the Ragachover, and he got a letter back from the Ragachover, and the letter, Kedarka B'Kodesh, the Ragachev was full of Mar Makaimis. He would always write B'Kitzer, Ayin Sham, Ayin Pai, Ayin Sham, different Gemaras. He didn't really speak out clearly what he meant. And it was full of Mar Makaimis, Ayin Me'ilo over here, and Ayin Menachas and Lamatas, and Ayin Para over here, and Ayin here, and Ayin there. And one of the Mar Makaimis that he mentioned was Ayin Sukkah Dafid Gimel. And this person got the letter, and he had no idea what the Ragachev was talking about. He asked him a question: should he join the Agud or not? He's sending him all these Mar Makaimis. He couldn't put it together to try to figure out the opinion of the Ragachover. So he sent another letter to the Ragachover to ask him to please clarify his position. So what's his opinion of Agudas Yisrael? And he got back a letter from the Ragachover, and the Ragachover was matmia. He said, Agudas Yisrael, you asked me about the Aguda. I thought you meant about Agudas Ezov. I thought you wanted to know the getter of an Aguda for Agudas Ezov, for Para. What is an Aguda? Is Eged B'dei Shemayim, Eged B'chachmei Eged? How many do you need to be an Aguda? And that's what I was mitzayim with these different Mar Mekemis, and that's why he quoted Gemara in Sukkah and Daifid Gimel, which has a lot of different chidushim in the getter of Aguda. Is it Eged B'chad? Is it Eged B'dei Shemayim? How much do you need? And that's what the Ragachover meant. And this shows you the Gevalika Shakiyah's batayah that the Ragachover had. When everyone in the street was speaking about Agudas Yisrael, when he heard the word Aguda, it meant one thing and one thing only, Agudas Ezov. He didn't know from anything else. By him, everything that he heard, he only saw Tyra, and nothing more than that. So that's the way the Maisa goes. And the Maisa, if you look in the Tshuvas of the Ragachover, there is an echo to this Maisa. In the Tshuva Reishon and Tess, he's asked a Shaila by someone, and I assume this is the person, the Baal Maisa over here. He sort of said, you know, I saw this letter from you, and it wasn't clear, are you pro the Aguda, against the Aguda? Could you clarify your position? And he writes back, Mamash says that I wasn't writing about the Aguda. I don't know anything about the Aguda. I don't get involved in these things. I was writing about what's the getter of an Aguda, and that's why he quoted all these different Gemaras, Aguda B'chad, B'chule. And he says, the Aguda, it's an Eged B'dei Shemayim, it's an Aguda B'dei Shemayim. And he says, he ends off, he says, Ani eini misarv klal klal, I don't get involved in these things at all, b'frat b'zeh. And especially in this, Asher Gedol Yisrael Oinden Bereshem Kamaisim Yurba Bisrael. This is an organization that the Gedol Yisrael Oinden Bereshem, and I trust them, I'm not getting involved, and they should Takabi Matzliach VeKatzer Yedida Yosef Razin. So that's the Lechera of what this letter is referring to, this Maisa, and you see the Gevaldik Yeshkiyos Batar, the Ragachover, that he didn't know anything besides the Tyre, and he viewed the whole world through the lens of Tyre.